Sanhedrin, Perkhes, Mishnah Beis. Me'emasai Chayiv. When is a Ben Sarah Mar Chayiv? Mishayachal Tartamer Basar. Tartamer is the shear of 50 dinar. That's the weight of 50 dinar. So that amount of meat, and the meat, like the Rav says, is quasi-cooked. It's not fully cooked, just like a bandit would do. V'yesh techatzi log yayin ha'italki. And he also drinks half of a log of yayin ha'italki. It's a good wine. Even the wine, the Rav says, it's not fully diluted. The main thing is that these types of foods are addicting in a certain way. The point with the Ben Sarah Mara is that at the end of the day, he's going to keep doing these things and end up killing somebody because of these habits and addictions. Rabbi Yossi Emre Mana Basar V'loy Gyain. Rabbi Yossi says it's a larger shear. It's a full mana, 100 dinar of weight worth of basar, and a full log, not a chatzi log. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi here. Ochul b'chaburas mitzvah. However, if the Ben Sarah Mara is eating this meat or drinking this wine in the chaburas mitzvah, which is a suda of a mitzvah, like the Rav says, ochul b'ibra chodesh, even if he eats in an ibra chodesh, which they would make when they're mekadesh the chodesh, they would make a suda, like we learned. But in this suda, they didn't have meat. They used to just have bread and some kidneys. And this guy, he brings his meat and his wine to this meal. Nevertheless, since he's osik in a mitzvah, this type of eating is not an eating that will continue and fester into what we're concerned with. So too, achol ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, if he takes the money of ma'aser sheni, which the Mefarshim go into, he stole that money, is that the same? But regardless, he's got that money, and he buys meat in Yerushalayim, which you're allowed to do. I believe you have to, l'chatchila, you should be buying shlamim and eating a carbon shlamim like we learned. But nevertheless, you still can, if you eat meat, I think it's okay. So he bought meat with this money. It's also derech mitzvaso, like the Rav says. Achol nevelus utrefus. Now this is not a mitzvah. Now he's doing an avera. If he eats nevelus and trefus, that's what he's eating with this meat that's half cooked. Is nevela or a trefa? Nevela is an animal that wasn't shechted properly. Trefa is an animal that is ripped, torn, has holes in its limbs or in its lungs or things like that where the animal is going to die within a year. Shkatzim uramasim. Shkatzim ramasim, creepy crawling things, or ophis that are tmeim, insects, things like that. Some girsas have in their mishnayis, ochel tevel maiserishin shaloinit not shumasai, tevel or maiserishin that the maestris weren't taken off, maisersheni behektish shaloiniftu, or maisersheni hektish that you were not poida. All these things, we're going to soon see, that he's not a ben sarimur, and it's learned out from Xeris Akasa, from Joshua's. It can't be a mitzvah, it's not going to be a mamshich. It also can't be an averik. The issue is not listening to his father only, the Torah says. But here, when he eats things that are also an avera, he's not only not listening to his father, he's not listening to his father, and he's not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what a Ben Sarah Meira is. A Ben Sarah Meira, as interesting as it is, and how specific as it is, it has to be only where the type of food that he's eating is only something that his father doesn't want him to eat. But it's kosher food. Achol davar shu mitzvah. If he eats a davar shu mitzvah, the Rav says this is coming to include a mitzvah midrabanan, like sudas avara, like tenchumi avelim. The davar shu avera, or a davar that's an avera. And we mean by this, even a davar that it's an avera midrabanan, like he's eating during a tainis tzibur. Achol kol maicha v'loy achol basar. If he eats any type of food but not meat. Shasa kol mashka v'loy shasa yayin. He drinks any drink but not wine. It could be something else. Like the Gemara says, even a type of drink that comes from figs that intoxicates. I would assume, I'm not 100% sure, but maybe things like whiskey also. He's not a Ben Sarah Mara, it has to be wine. Einu nasa Ben Sarah Mara atri chobasa v'yishtiyayin. He has to eat meat and drink wine. Shenemar zoylel v'soyve. The Torah says, by Ben Sarah Mara, zoylel v'soyve v'afo b'shein raila dover. Even though we don't have a full proof raya, the Mishnah says, zeichel dover shenemar al tihi b'soyvoy yayin. Bezoile Basar Lamo. Shlomo Melch says one should not be a soivoy yayin. So you see that svia is said by drinking wine, and zolel, zelila, is said by eating basar.